live from Washington, D.C., the home of 99.1 WHFS, Sony Minidisc presents Modern Rock Live, the nation's number one alternative music show that gives you the chance to interview Modern Rock's biggest stars. Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Calderone. Modern Rock Live is brought to you in part by AT&T and by Sony. Hear what you want to. Tonight, in association with Rolling Stone magazine, Sony Minidisc is pleased to present Primus. If you'd like to get on the air with a question for tonight's guest, give us a call toll-free at 1-800-223-ROCK. That's 1-800-223-7625. Formed 6 years ago, tonight's guest just performed to over 60,000 people at the WHF Festival here in Washington, D.C. Their new CD, which is their fifth, is called Tales from the Punch Bowl, and it's a follow-up to their gold CD, Sailing the Sea of Cheese and Pork Soda, which is almost platinum, actually, right? Just about?
Close.
Close enough. Please welcome Primus. Let's go around the room and say hello, everybody. Les, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Larry.
Oh, hi.
And Herb.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having us there, Tom.
Les, I was at the show yesterday.
Yes.
At the HF Festival. The vibe was incredible.
Were you the guy throwing tennis shoes at me?
Okay, yeah. All right. I admit it. All right. You know, they were getting dirty. The vibe was incredible at the show. What was it like performing in front of, 60,000 people?
Well, playing in a big stadium like that is generally like being in a giant goldfish bowl with people tapping on the glass. It's a strange thing. But it was a good time. I had a good time. I got to jam with Mike Watt. That was loads of fun.
Right, you played with Mike Watt when he performed earlier during the day.
Yes.
Have you ever played with him before?
A few times. He's actually coming out on the road with us this summer, so there will be many other opportunities to do so.
How'd you guys like playing in front of all those people just in the pit, just going nuts?
Pretty kooky.
Yeah.
Man, it was great.
Yeah. Now, being, following all the different bands that were there, hanging out backstage, was there any good gossip you can tell us what was going on backstage?
Oh, there's loads of gossip.
I can make some up.
Could you? We love stuff that's made up here. Now, was it pretty cool backstage? And
yeah, it was pretty mellow. I mean, back there there's
no swords fights or anything.
No swords. Okay, good. Good. Good food backstage?
I didn't have any of the food.
No.
Did not have any of the food.
Now, coming from San Francisco and then traveling across the country to an area like this where you play in front of that many people, is there a different vibe as far as the songs that you play that get a different reaction from the East Coast as opposed to the West Coast? Do you notice that at all, or is it pretty much the same?
Well, it being one of the first shows that we've done where we've actually incorporated a portion of the new record, it was interesting to see how many tunes we played that were actually semi-hits by Primus standards. Right. I mean, Primus doesn't really have hit songs, but there are songs that people tend to recognize. And by incorporating in the new songs, it slimmed down a lot of the old choices and brought up many more tunes that were recognizable to folks, I think.
We're very lucky tonight to have exclusive material that you guys played yesterday at the show. And let's listen to a live track right now. This is Primus on Modern Rock Live.
swing on!
Primus joins us tonight from the famous 99.1 WHFS in Washington, D.C. If you got a question for Primus, call us right now, toll-free, at 1-800-223-ROCK. That's 1-800-223-7625. Grab a paper and pencil, because coming up, we're going to give you another chance to win the hot new Sony mini disc player and some free mini discs as well. We'll be back in a moment with more of America's number one alternative music show, Modern Rock Live. And we're back. This is Modern Rock Live. I'm Tom Calderone. Tonight, I'm pleased to have Primus with me at the studios of WHFS in Washington, D.C. If you got a question for Primus, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-223-ROCK. That's 1-800-223-7625. Everyone who gets on the air with Primus tonight will receive a copy of their new CD, Tales from the Punch Bowl, courtesy of Interscope Records. Our phones are extremely busy, and let's talk to Hank, who's calling us from right here, 99.1 WHFS at the Andrews Air Force Base. Hi, Hank.
I've seen the saying, Promise sucks, an exasperating amount lately, and I was just wondering where that thing originates and what you think when huge crowds chant that at you.
You know, I think it's a glorious, wonderful thing there, Hank. What do you think about it?
It's kind of odd.
It's kind of odd.
Were you at the show yesterday, Hank?
Yes, I was.
What'd you think?
It was awesome.
Yeah, wasn't it? It was great. Thanks for your phone call, Hank. Appreciate it. Uh-huh. Jim in Chicago on Q101. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I have a question for you. Two parts. I'd like to know how you go about writing your music, whether it be lyrics and then music first. And I have a personal question for Les. I'd like to know if you have difficulty in playing and singing simultaneously.
He's chewing gum right now.
Yeah, that's a scary thing. Approaching songwriting, it's always different. It's generally a lot of piecework. On this record, we got together a couple times, did some rehearsing, exchanged some ideas, and then basically went right into the studio, which happened to be an empty room at my house full of cheap recording equipment, and started laying things down. And singing and playing at the same time, it is extremely difficult. It's not so much difficult for tunes that I'm writing, unless it's something like Tommy the Cat or one of these tortures I put myself through. But other people's material is generally difficult.
We're on the air with Primus. I'm on a Rock Live. We're talking to Dean in Philadelphia on Y100. Hi, Dean.
Hey, how you doing, Tom? Hey, guys.
Good.
My question's for Les. I was curious, how did you come about taking the bass guitar and making it more into a lead instrument rather than where it's predominantly in the rhythm section in the background?
Well, in Primus, there's three of us, And the tunes are generally bass and drum oriented when we sit down to write them. And us being a three-piece, there's plenty of room to fill space, I guess. And throughout the years, I've tried to come up with different ways to hold down the root part and play, I guess, what you would call a rhythm guitar part, or you know, throwing in the chords, or throwing in some sort of melody or higher part, I guess. But most of it's been out of default by not having so many members in the band.
Thanks for your phone call, Dean. We appreciate it. On Modern Rock Live, it's Larry in Lawrence, Kansas on the Laser. Hi, Larry.
Hi. My question is for all you guys, and it's, what band was your biggest influence growing up?
Les, we'll start with you.
That would be the Partridge Family.
Larry?
Partridge Family cover band.
Okay, and Herb?
I was a big Rush fan.
And you guys,
you bastard!
You sell out. Here's another track.
What about Danny?
We had another track from the HF Festival yesterday afternoon, and we're going to listen to Mud. This is a great version, actually.
Was it?
Yeah, I love it.
Cranium with an aluminum baseball bat. My name is Mud.
Mono Rock Live. That is My Name is Mud from the WHF Festival, which happened yesterday afternoon at RFK Stadium. Just one of the many festivals that happen all around the country with a ton of bands. You guys were playing with A Shudder to Think, Beth and Ezra, Bush. You were after General Public, which was must have been interesting right after that. And then it rained a little bit, then you came on. And then PJ Harvey also played as well, who's old guest formerly of Mono Rock Live. Let's go back to the phones with Primus and talk to Steve on Q101. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. My question is for Les. How did you come up with My Name is Mud?
Well, the music or that bass lick, I was actually backstage at the Greek Theater in Berkeley, and I was warming up on this lick while my father was sitting there, and it was the My Name is Mud lick, that and I was actually doing it quite a bit faster than that, and I thought, well, that'd be a good little thing to hang on to, and slowed it down, and I don't know where the lyrics came from. They just came out of somewhere. Who knows? And there was the tune.
Mono Rock Live with Primus, and we're talking out of Michael, who's listening to us on 96X in Norfolk, Virginia. Hi, Michael.
Well, was playing at Woodstock better than playing a regular concert?
Playing at Woodstock was extremely different, to say the least.
Big.
It was a strange thing. We hadn't played together in about 3 months because I was off touring with another band, and we were all on hiatus, so to speak. And so it was a bit nerve-wracking coming together and doing this gigantic, huge thing in front of a gazillion people. But it was extremely enjoyable. I had a blast. But it was definitely different than playing in a theater somewhere.
Thanks, Michael, for your phone call. We travel now to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and talking to Scott on New Rock 102.1.
Mr. Claypool, I have a question for you. First, I wanted to know where you got the name Sausage, and second, whether you're going to be coming up with any new albums soon or whether you're going to be touring soon.
With Sausage or...?
Sausage.
Well, the name Sausage came from a demo tape that Todd Huth and Jay Lane and I did years ago when we were together as Primus. So we titled the band Sausage when we decided to do this project. We have no plans on doing anything in the future. I would hope we will, because we all enjoyed ourselves. But right now, I got Primus business to do.
Thanks for your phone call, Scott. Ed in Cleveland on the end. Hey, Ed.
Hi. I was wondering if you have any touring plans with Primus this year, and who are you going to be touring with?
Yes, we do.
Actually,
we have big plans there, pal.
July 15th, I guess, starts the tour on the west, on the Northwest Coast.
Northwest Coast.
Who will you be playing with?
It looks like Mike Watt is going to be supporting us, which should be a phenomenal, amazing thing, because I get to jam with him.
Yeah. So you guys going to play with each other when he opens for you as well, you think?
I would imagine. I've sat in with him a couple times now. I sat in with him yesterday. He sat in with us years ago at the Greek. He's a fabulous bass player and an amazing guy.
Yeah.
So
it's good to see his album doing very well now.
It's great to see. He's a hard-working guy. 24 tours. The boy's done 24 tours.
Tulsa, Oklahoma is our next stop, and we're talking to Mud.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Yeah. What inspires your work?
Mud.
Mud.
What inspires our work?
Yeah.
Radio talk shows. That's what keeps me going.
They just have a big smile on their face being here. No, I mean, in a sense of, I guess what Mud was asking was in a sense of, how do you get motivated in taking a hiatus, I guess, and coming back? I mean, was it just time and ready to do something?
Well, during this last little hiatus that we had, we all went off and did other things and sort of dusted off some cobwebs and sowed some wild oats, and so when we came together to do this thing, we were much more excited to go in the studio and hang out with each other and make music than we would have been had we just come off of the Pork Soda Tour and thrust ourselves into making a record. And I think it was good for us to wait a little bit, too, because you can only deal with so much Primus.
After a while. Well, what'd you guys do while Larry and Herb, what were you guys doing in between the hiatus?
I was parking cars at Denny's. A lot of golfing.
A lot of golfing?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get good tips on that, Larry?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good.
Good for you.
You just got to try not to scratch the nicer cars.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, and you played a lot of golf, Herb?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
We all do.
Favorite course?
Anywhere in Phoenix or Hawaii so far.
Okay.
See, the reason Herb is telling you about golf is because he's way better than all of us.
And we need some free clubs. If any endorsers are out there who want to slip us some Callaways.
Hey, when we come back, we'll be taking more calls from Primus on America's number one alternative music show, Modern Rock Live. Hey there, I'm Tom Calderone here at the studios of 99.1 WHFS in Washington, D.C., and this is Modern Rock Live, brought to you by Sony Minidisc. Modern Rock Live is America's number one alternative music show that gives you the chance to interview Modern Rock's biggest stars. Primus is here tonight and taking your phone calls and playing live material recorded yesterday at the HF Festival exclusively for tonight's Modern Rock Live. If you got a question for Primus, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-223-ROCK. That's 1-800-223-7625. You guys had a chance to join us on America Online before the show started. And Les, you've been a junkie, cyberspace junkie?
I haven't, actually. Lur is the big computer whiz around here, and
the
Herb
word is nerd.
Nerd.
Okay, nerd. And Herb joined in, and I recently was sucked into it when we had to start working on album cover artwork and video animation. We did the video animation. So,
Larry, you enjoy being on America Online, or is it, or the internet, or?
Yeah. It's, at first, it was pretty exciting and crazy, and it was like I was like, whoa, this is pretty weird.
Downloading porno.
hey, not me.
No, you look in Compton's Encyclopedia.
Into the Christian Fellowship.
Sure. Hey, by the way, if you want to join us on America Online, you can call 1-800-376-3100. Just dial up the keyword Modern Rock Live, MRL, and you're right there with the logo, and you can surf all through there and get sound bites and a whole bunch of things on America Online. So check it out. Let's get back to our busy phones with Primus. Let's talk to Jessica in San Antonio on 99.5 KISS FM.
Hi.
Hey.
I was just wondering what contemporary bands you guys are listening to and, which ones influence you.
Les?
It depends on my mood. If I'm in the mood for something aggressive, Nine Inch Nails is always quite nice. Fetus, Porch, Melvins, something mellower. I revert to old stuff. Floyd, Beatles. I guess that's not contemporary. Weird stuff, Tom Waits, Residents.
Larry, how about you?
I guess I'm pretty lame when it comes to contemporary music.
And that's about it in your life? Just lame on just that?
Just lame.
Okay.
That's it. Soundgarden album's pretty darn good.
That's taking a chance, okay. Herb? Herb?
Oh, I'm just, depends on the mood also. If I'm, Pantera to, Soundgarden to Peter Gabriel, Police, reggae, all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Thanks, Jessica, for your phone call. Steven in Memphis on 96X.
Yes, I was wondering how y'all got introduced to Lollapalooza, how y'all got the opportunity to headline it.
Well, we weren't actually the headliners. We were the traffic buffers. That's the way I like to look at it. We know a lot of the people. We know Perry, Don Muller, Ted Gardner, all the people that run the thing. They wanted us to play. They had been talking about us playing Lollapalooza, when we were touring with Jane's Addiction. Perry and those guys were asking us about the first Lollapalooza, and it just never came about, and then the second Lollapalooza. And so then the third one, it was time. They needed somebody to close the show. We had some fancy projection stuff we wanted to show. We needed darkness. So we closed the show.
Now this tour, you're playing all these festivals and Lollapalooza and everything. How will this tour be? Will this be theaters or sheds? Or?
Well, they're trying to put us in some bigger venues. I myself enjoy playing shows and seeing shows in theaters. They sound the best. They're designed for for performance. They're not designed for kicking soccer balls or swinging hockey pucks around. So they generally sound good. They feel good. So I would rather play a couple nights in a smaller theater than one night in a hockey arena. So
Charles in Sacramento on Quad. Hey, Charles, you're on with Primus.
Hey, guys. Hey, Les. How do you go about designing your album covers?
Well, on this one, We actually had a concept, which it turned out to be the back page of the booklet, of this little boat floating in this punch bowl, and it was nice and seemed like a good idea. And Larry and I were down mastering the record, and we got the comps for the artwork, and it was just boring as hell. So we were supposed to go to Disneyland the next day with Danny Elfman and sort of relax after 5.5 months of recording, and we ended up hopping on an airplane, flying home and sitting in front of the computers trying to figure out what the hell we were going to put on this thing. So a lot of it was trial and error, and most of the trial and error ended up in the booklet. We just kind of threw everything in there, you know.
See if you can tell which is which.
Is it frustrating for to do artwork for the CD covers now as opposed to albums? I mean, is it, or do you have to rethink? I guess obviously you have to rethink things, but
well, you know, it's just different, you know. We got to come up with 13 different little images, which I thought was pretty exciting, you know. Maybe it'll make doing the CD Plus or the CD-ROM that much more easy. And T-shirts, too. You know, we've got tons of T-shirt art now. They're always screaming at us for more T-shirt art. Now we've got plenty, so.
Scott in Madison, Wisconsin on WMAD. You're on with Primus.
Hi, my question is, what do you classify yourself as musically?
Rock.
That's Larry.
Sorry.
There you go. Yeah, Scott, write that down. Rock.
We're a polka band.
Tom in Philadelphia on Y100. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Great to be hearing you.
Hey.
Great to be heard.
I saw you guys on the Zoo TV tour with you two, and I just wanted to ask you this. I wanted to ask you how you got on the tour with you two, and what was it like playing on that huge stage they had set up?
Well, you know, me and Bono, we're pretty tight.
He's right here, as a matter of fact. Yeah,
hey there, Bunny. I'm not really sure how we got on that thing. I know that Bono is a Primus fan, and you know, the guy who owns or who's the president of our record company works with them or has worked with them, and you know, this and that and the next thing. Somehow we got on the tour, but it was a strange thing for us because that was the first time that we played these big giant football stadiums. So it was pretty strange. And of course, you know, the U2 crowd, they were receptive, but it wasn't a Primus crowd. There wasn't, you know, people were sitting down, basically.
And looking for their seats.
With some polite golf claps.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was a good experience. The best part about it was going around in each of the individual stadiums. Larry and I would look for the golf cart that was shaped like the hometown football helmet.
The thing they come get you and you break your leg.
Yeah, and we'd take our picture in it. So that was exciting.
Primus joins us in Washington, D.C. on 99.1 WHFS, and they had the chance to play yesterday at the HF Festival, a huge, huge concert at RFK Stadium. And let's listen to another track recorded exclusively for Modern Rock Live.
Why known as Big Brown Beaver. Ram bumper cars, some cheap cigars, and he candied up his nose. Now he
of the big brown beaver, so he thought he'd take a sail for Pete. But the beaver was quick and he grabbed him out of Kiwis and he ate Chris for a week. Yeah.
And that is Primus, recorded live at yesterday's WHF Festival concert at RFK Stadium in D.C. Leah on Chicago's Q101. Hi, Leah.
Hey. My question is, what does the song, Bob, have any personal meaning to you?
It does have personal meaning to me. Bob was named Bob because we didn't have a title for the song. I actually had a friend that followed the storyline and hung himself in his apartment, and his girlfriend found him, and it was a big drag. But his name wasn't Bob, but we didn't want to use his real name because we didn't want to glorify him or his act in any way. And we named the song Bob as if it was, like we were naming a dog or something. You know, it was just a name.
Thanks, Lee, for your phone call. We appreciate it. We'll travel to Minneapolis and talk to The Edge, and Luke's on the phone. Hey, Luke, you're on with Primus.
Hi, my question is, where'd you get your idea for Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver?
Ah, I knew that was coming, eventually. Well, I'll say right now that it has absolutely nothing to do with any real persons that you may be thinking about. It's purely fictional character, and we have a video that will be coming out quite soon that you will actually see the cartoon character of Wynonna with her beaver, which is a mammal, not a piece of anatomy.
Something else, yes. Thank you, Luke, for clearing that up. We appreciate it. Terry in Sacramento on the West Coast, got a town that's close to you guys' heart.
Yeah.
Terry,
right.
You there?
Hey, I'm right here. I just wanted to ask real quick, what's your favorite place to play live? And I wanted to tell Les that he was awesome when he played Master of the Puppets at the Greek Theater about 2 years ago, when he said, "God bless Cliff Burton," and then he started. Anyways, go ahead.
Hey, well, thank you very much. Actually, the Greek Theater in Berkeley is my favorite place on the planet so far to see a show or even play a show. And what do you guys think?
Yeah, the Greek or Gilman Street.
Gilman Street. Last time I played Gilman Street, somebody smashed into my microphone and hit me in the lip and
ow,
split it wide open. So,
and Herb, for you, probably anywhere near a golf course, right?
Oh, yeah.
or food.
Or a restaurant, yeah.
Joshua's with us from Lawrence, Kansas on the Laser. Hi, Joshua.
Hi. I wanted to ask, what makes you get up in the morning and write such quirky lyrics?
What exactly does quirky mean there, Joshua?
Just crazy off the wall.
Woo! You know, I have no idea. I really don't, you know? We get asked all the time where the ideas come from. You know, I grew up listening to many different things, and I've always been attracted to songs that tell some sort of story or invoke visual pictures or images, and so I think when I write, I tend to lean in that direction.
Gavin, calling us from 99.1 WHFS in Maryland. Hi, Gavin.
Hey, thanks. My question is, what is the meaning of Lom?
Lom? Lom is a powerful man, and you should stay away from him because he's full of beef and corn.
And where could you run into him? God forbid.
Go!
I don't know. You'll have to look very hard to find Lom.
Who was that? That's Gavin?
Gavin.
Gavin, how do you know about this Lom thing?
Oh, I heard about it from Rob.
Rob.
All right. So this is one. Okay.
This is like a big inside.
I was going to say, this sounds like a big CB radio right now. Okay, thanks, Gavin. We appreciate it. Hey, we want to take a moment to say hi to all our loyal listeners in Philadelphia. So a big hello to everyone listening tonight to Y100. Hey, Philadelphia, pick up the phone and call us toll-free at 1-800-223-ROCK. Primus would like to hear from you. By the way, don't forget, this Tuesday, Hole will be joining us on Modern Rock Live. So we look forward to a fine hour and a half with them. We'll be back with more with Primus right after this on Modern Rock Live. And as you know, Modern Rock Live is live every Sunday night. Please join us this Tuesday, June 6th, as Modern Rock Live presents a very special evening with Hole. That's this Tuesday, June 6th, same time, same station. Coming up in the next few weeks, Natalie Merchant, Dave Matthews, King Crimson. And on June 18th, you'll get a chance to call in and speak live with Soul Asylum exclusively on Modern Rock Live, brought to you by Sony Minidisc. We have another cut that Primus recorded yesterday at the WHF Festival at RFK Stadium. This is Tweakers of Modern Rock Live.
You know, unless things start resembling big bags of marijuana, I would rather them not be thrown up on stage. On the interstate, I've been known to ride the rails. sweat is beating on the ground. Can't keep these fellows down. Oh, these damn look colored tweakers, they are the backbone of this town.
Joe Gore, one of the most fabulous guitarists on this planet at this moment.
Me, I'm Les Claypool, I can't play for shit, but you know, what the hell.
My bed was only half as long. My eyes are growing weary as we barbecue this song. Now the tools are set, it's announced, the tapes should all go round. Cause these damn blue collared wiggers, they have always run this.
Primus recorded live at the WHF Festival yesterday afternoon at RFK Stadium. The big festival featuring not only Primus, but Soul Asylum and PJ Harvey, a bunch of other bands. And for those people that were there, that's what you saw. We go back to the phones to talk to William on 96 Wave in Charleston. Hey, William.
Hey, what's up? I just want to know, what's the story behind a race car driver? Did you all watch one too many Speed Racer episodes or what?
No. There's no real story behind Jerry was a race car driver. I had a friend in high school named Jerry who used to think he was a high-speed guy, but it's very reminiscent of the area in which I grew up where Oldsmobile Cutlass 442s were cherished things, and people drank too much and drove and crashed into things, and I lost a couple friends, a couple of high school friends that way. So it just became a song.
Thanks, William, for your phone call. We appreciate it. Monorock Live with Primus and Elliot on La Laser on 105.9 in Lawrence, Kansas. Hi, Elliot.
Hello. This question's for Herb. What's the story behind Laundry, or how'd that come about, and do you have any other plans for releases, any new other releases?
That was just me and my friend Tom. Just we played for like 3 years and together, messing around, and looked for stole a stick player from a guy, and we started playing, and that was it. And then just happened to have enough tunes to try and put something out. And so luckily, I knew a record exec, Les Claypool, and he said he would put it out for us. And
he's a bastard, though, I hear.
Yeah, he won't pay us.
Dude, he's going to rip you guys off, man.
Did you take a meeting with Les? You took a meeting and everything? Had your managers talk to his people?
Oh, we had lunch, and you know, my people talked to his people. And, you know, it was you know, casual. And yeah, we might try something, you know, if we ever get together again.
All right. Thanks, Elliot. We traveled to New York City. Z100's the station, and Denny's on the phone with Primus on Modern Rock Live. Hi, Denny.
Hi, guys. I'd like to know, are there any smaller club shows planned for the summer, or are you just doing stadium shows, and which ones do you prefer?
Well, I don't think we'll be doing any stadium shows.
Unless some radio station advises to do it.
Yes. We'll be doing, like I said earlier, we'll be doing large theaters, I would imagine. We're going to try and find venues that are conducive to good sound as opposed to holding big hunks of people.
Travel around the Beltway to Silver Spring, Maryland, and Kresmere is on the phone on 99.1 WHFS.
Yeah, I have a question for Les.
on the Residence Live 13th anniversary show. Is that you?
It is not me. I wish it was. I love those guys. And I got to see the Residents when Snakefinger was still alive, and it was an amazing thing. Actually, it was the Residents and Penn and Teller, so you can imagine what kind of show it was. But it wasn't me.
If it was, we'd be a lot nicer to you.
You would?
Yeah.
All right.
We alluded to the fact that unless you have a, I guess, your own label, so to speak, in the sense that you distribute it through other people. And
I have a label that flounders, yes. Okay. I have a floundering, I have a thing that I pour all my money into, or hunks of my money into.
Yeah. But there's a band called Porch we're going to listen to next, and you want to tell us where these guys came from and how you found them?
Well, Porch is actually Todd Huth's band, and Todd Huth and I go way back. I've known him since junior high school, and he's a phenomenal guitarist. He's the guitarist for Sausage, and he was the guy that I started Primus with. And I didn't sign the band because it was Todd. This is an amazing record. I love this record. And I don't listen to a lot of music these days. I tend to enjoy quiet because I make too much noise on my own. But I listen to this record just about every day. It's a fabulous record.
Well, you're hearing it first on Modern Rock Live. This is Porch. On Modern Rock Live, the name of the band is Porch. And Les Claypool from Primus is with us. And actually, the whole band is here, too. And that's from Les's label that's distributed through Mammoth. What's the name of the label, Les?
Prawn Song.
Prawn Song. So go check that out. And it's in stores now. Get that paper and pencil ready, because right after this, I'm going to tell you, you ready? How you can enter to win the very popular Sony mini disc player.
All right. And we get them for free because we're on the show, right?
As parting gifts, you get those. America's number one alternative music show, Modern Rock Live, will return with more from Primus, taking your calls and playing live material exclusively on Modern Rock Live. And we're back. I'm Tom Calderone, and this is Modern Rock Live. Primus joins us at the studios of WHFS here in Washington, D.C., and we will return to the show in just a minute. But first, we got to tell you about the new Sony mini disc. Have you seen this, guys? It's an incredible piece of technology.
I'm waiting for you to kick one down.
The cool thing, it's portable, it's shockproof, it just sounds great. The discs are about 2.5 inches square. It fits anywhere.
You can't scratch them.
Anywhere? You can't scratch them, right? Anywhere. Well, almost anywhere. It's randomly accessed just like a CD, and most importantly, it's made by Sony. Rolling Stone Magazine, in conjunction with Sony, is giving you a chance to own this amazing new technology. We're giving away one Sony MZ-R2 portable unit, along with a collection of new mini discs every week. To enter, send a postcard with your name, address, phone number, and the name of the station you listen to Modern Rock Live to. Rolling Stone Sony Mini Disc Giveaway, P.O. Box 4377, Hollywood, California, 90078. That's Rolling Stone Sony Mini Disc Giveaway, P.O. Box 4377, Hollywood, California, 90078. Primus joins us on Modern Rock Live. We travel to Rochester, New York, and talk to Jason at 96 WCMF.
Hey, I just want to say you guys are great. And what's behind the name Pork Soda?
Well, you know, Pork Soda was one of those things that popped out of somebody's mouth in... I believe it popped out of my mouth, actually. When we were touring somewhere in Europe, we were in a big, nasty European tour bus that smelled like diesel, and hanging out with our good friend Ditch Dalton. And somehow it popped up in conversation, and I just remember him laughing hysterically. And it eventually became a song, and it eventually became the title of the record.
Thanks, Jason. Virginia Beach, Virginia is our next stop. And Terry's on the phone from 96X in Norfolk. Hi, Terry.
Hey. I was wondering where the video for Jerry Was a Race Car Driver was shot.
Luma,
man. It was shot in Petaluma, California, at the Phoenix Theater. That's where the performance was shot. The claymation was actually shot at, and there's Tim Soya from Petaluma outside the window of the studio, ranting and raving. The claymation was shot at Art Clokey's studio, and Art Clokey... Oh. If you don't already know, is the guy who created Gumby. So that was pretty amazing, actually hanging out with Art and getting to see all the old Gumby stuff. It was pretty cool.
That's great. Thanks for your phone call, Terry, which brings us to our next live cut from the WHF Festival, the big concert happening yesterday at RFK Stadium, where Primus was involved. And this is Jerry on Modern Rock Live.
but he never did come in late. Jerry was a race car driver, and he'd say Hillsong number one. Folks, he'd stick around his 442, and he'd light him up just for fun. A Richmond engine number three. I'll be a wealthy man when I get the dime. We're all thanks to Manny, Doc Dubinsky. Cap Pierce, a strong man. Trunks any man alive. Stuck in his claw to meet him retire at the age of 65.
Primus, recorded live at the WHF Festival yesterday at RFK Stadium. This is Modern Rock Live, and we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-223-ROCK. And Matt in Sacramento on Quad. Actually, you're calling from Cirrus, California. Hi, Matt.
Hey. Yeah, my question was there any songs that were recorded for the new album, but they're like not featured on the album and might be released as like B-sides or something like that we could get a hold of?
No. We pretty much just laid it down and put it out.
There you go, Matt. From the West Coast to the East Coast, Radio 104 in Hartford, Connecticut, and Jen's on the phone. Hi, Jen.
Hi. This goes out to Les. I wanted to tell him that I enjoyed his bass playing, and I wanted to know who his major bass influences were.
Well, you know, there's a big old hunk of major bass influences. When I first started, it was guys like Geddy Lee and Chris Squire and John Paul Jones, and then I got into Stanley Clark, Louis Graham, Rocco Prestia, Dexter Redding, who's actually Otis Redding's son, who totally rips, not that many people know about him. Tony Levin's one of my favorites. I'm sure there's a big... the guy from Bow Wow Wow was amazing, and I can never remember his name.
Leroy Gorman.
There you go, Leroy Gorman. Amazing.
Wow.
So, there's a hunk of them. I don't know. I'm not sure it's all of them, but it's... That's good. It's a good start.
Thanks, Jen, for your phone call. We appreciate it. Hey, don't forget, if you get on the radio tonight with Primus, we'll send you a copy of Tales from the Punch Bowl, courtesy of our good friends at Interscope Records. As a matter of fact, they just signed all the copies that we'll be giving away tonight. We'll be back right after this with more of America's number one alternative music show, Modern Rock Live. And we're back. I'm Tom Calderon. This is Modern Rock Live. And because the phones are going nuts tonight, we got to sneak in two more, including Sophia calling us from Waldorf, Maryland on 99.1 WHFS. Hi, Sophia.
Hi. I was at the H Festival yesterday, and in the pamphlets, Les was referred to as a bass molester, and I was wondering how he felt about that.
This is the first I've heard of it, and it sounds marvelous to me.
And let's travel now to Placerville, California, and talk to Ryan on the quad. Hi, Ryan.
That would be Placerville.
Hi.
What did I say? I knew that. You molester. Ryan.
Hi.
Hey, Ryan.
I was just wondering how you guys came up with the song, Here Come the Bastards.
That's another one of those things that, it's kind of blurry to me. Well, it's in, what's it in? It's in 5, right? Herb, Mr. Drummer.
Yeah. We wrote the music, actually, in Lair's dining room. When he lived in
that's
El Saab.
Right.
And didn't come out for a good year later. And then Les had all these
Brilliant, wonderful, marvelous lyrics to put on top of it. So, hey, how's the weather in Placerville? That's kind of near my zone.
Oh, really? It's better now. It was really rainy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, lip up fatty.
Hello.
Norfolk, Virginia is our next stop on 96X. And Chance, you there?
Yeah. How y'all doing? I was just wondering if y'all are big Beavis and Butthead fans.
You know, I don't really watch a heck of a lot of TV these days, and I don't watch that much MTV, but when I do, it usually ends up on Beavis and Butthead. So I got an opportunity to talk to Mike Judge once, and he's a pretty cool guy, and he's funny. So I think it's a good thing.
Beavis and Butthead are fine actors.
Is that better than Fred and Barney, so, yeah. You know, as other actors. But I appreciate you guys joining us tonight. And, again, the tour is going to start on July 15th, somewhere in the Northwest.
Somewhere on Earth.
Somewhere on this planet.
And Mike Watt will be joining you?
Around. Yes, Mike Watt will be in all his glory.
Terrific. Now, how long will the tour last?
About 6 weeks.
Okay, and then what do you do after that? Just rest for a while? And then?
Nah, then this is the beginning of probably about 18 months worth of rigorous touring.
Wow.
So we'll go to Europe after this, and then we'll go to wherever. And hopefully we're going to hit some obscure places that we haven't been yet, like, you know, South America and points in the East.
Maybe play with Bon Jovi or something in Argentina.
Oh, I'm dying to play Bon Jovi.
One can only hope.
That's what I want to ask you. You guys have opened up from, you know, we mentioned Jane's Addiction, U2. Then there's also been Rush, Public Enemy. I mean, what was that like opening up for so many different types of bands and their audiences? I mean,
it was fabulous, Tom. Simply fabulous.
No, I mean, you know, you open up for so many different genres of music.